Alex might have missed the love of her life and screwed it all up. We're calling this guy the dog walker.
I'm so upset.
I know, I feel bad for
you.
He
was perfect. And of course, like the first time in my life, I've run into a cute guy in real life like that. It was the best opportunity to be like, oh, hi, I'm Alex. How are you? Who are you? Blah, blah, blah. It's like, instead of that, you know, I'm always complaining about how I only meet guys on Bumble and they all suck and blah, blah, blah. And like, I meet a guy in real life finally, and I'm at a loss for words because his hotness took my breath away.
Take my breath away. Let's talk to Logan. Hey, buddy, you're on the Joe and Alex show.
Hey, so Alex, what you need to do is get cute in your yoga gear, your workout gear, put those headphones in, and just start walking that complex.
But if I have headphones in, isn't he definitely not likely to approach me because it's like I can't even hear him?
No, because he's got his dog. So you're going to be like, oh my gosh, take the headphones out. Cute dog, can I pet your dog? Hi, my name is Alex.
Brilliant.
And you're already going to be cute because you're going to wear your cutest workout stuff. He's going to be checking you out.
Oh, wait, and hold then he's on. Gonna... Sorry. Did she say workout stuff?
I have it. Alex I just don't actually work out.
Alex doesn't have any workout stuff.
Well, you have workout clothes, but you don't work out?
Right.
Yeah. We can fake it. He doesn't know that. He's going to like the fact that you're out and being active, even though you don't really have a dog. Then he's like, oh, she likes to walk. Maybe she'll walk with me with my dog. And this will be a nice little... oh, yeah.
That's a great idea, Logan.
And then maybe later he can put you on a leash.
You're going to find out he was faking it, too. He's wearing those clothes. He doesn't even work out.
Let's talk to Nicole. Hey, Nicole, what did you want to tell Alex about her her dog walker that got away?
She could be dog sitting her friend Molly's dog because it's spring break.
My friend's dog, Molly? Yes, absolutely. Yeah, so, that's a good point.
Then, when you don't have the dog again and he actually meets your friend when you guys become a couple, it doesn't seem so weird like it was set up.
But see, here's the thing, though.
Can I just point out this is how women work? We're already imagining our life together and I don't even know his name.
You're like, I'm planning the divorce right now. But the thing is, though, if Alex does that, like, what if he's like, hey, you know what? Would you be able to watch my little dog?
Ew. Then I would have to say yes, and I am not a dog person. That would be the funniest, most ironic thing
Alex
ever.
Alex would put the dog in a kennel.
Ironic. But if, you know, it ends up working out, she's going to have to be around the dog sometime. So you have to give and take a little.
Yeah, true.
Hey, thank you so much for calling in this morning, Nicole. You can also join in the conversation, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. We got this up, too, on our Radio Now 100.9 Facebook page. What are people saying here as far as your options for the dog walker?
Amy says she should adopt a dog and forget about a man, LOL. Yeah, Amy, but I'm not a dog person. That's what's so ironic about all of this is I'm trying to borrow a dog. Mason said, sit out front of your building. I guarantee there's a bench or something there. Hang out there and read a book or something, or at least make it look like you're reading a book, LOL. Well, there is no bench. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, besides the pool, there is no, like, hangout area. I can just be outside hoping that I, like, I'm sitting where he walks past me.
I thought producer MYK, if you're going to do the creepy, like, private investigator thing, just stay in your car. Like, you have an idea of when you saw him last, so go out maybe 10 minutes before then every day and see if you see him. Like,
is it psycho or cute?
I think it's creepy, but hey, whatever it takes to meet that person.
I think your only other option, Alex, is to do the 2017 thing. Go to your Bumble settings,
set it
for less than a mile.
I tried it.
You're so creepy.
I tried that, and I also, so Dan says at Joe and Alex Show, if he asks, just say you're watching your friend's dog for a bit or stopping a chicken and approach him and say, you cute. Hey, that is exactly what you don't do. I am not going to do that because for all I know, like I said, he's married, gay, or both. And I am not trying to, you know, go up to a guy and just say, hey, you're cute, and then be rejected. That is the ultimate rejection.
You can't be afraid of rejection. I went up to one of my good friends now, and she was gay, and I was like, hey, would you like to go out sometime? And she's like, this is my girlfriend. I'm like,
right, that's
it.
Different. But if I don't just go up to him and say, do you want to go out? Or, hey, you're cute. I could just say, like, hey, I've never seen you around. And then just, like, in normal, like, getting to know you friendly conversation, he'll say, yeah, me and my boyfriend just moved in. Or, oh, yeah, my wife and my kids and blah, blah, blah. It's like, you know, I don't know what his story is. I don't want to assume, like, hey, you're single and you would want to date me.
You're already assuming you guys are going to get married. So,
well, best case scenario, of course.
Let's talk to Amber. Amber, you have some advice for Alex. What is that, Amber?
Well, I had two ideas. My first idea was the dog sitting, like someone else said, and you could always say, even though I don't like dogs, I love my best friend, and I was the only person that could do it. So that would, you know, cover that. Then the other idea was you could just go outside, like walk to your car around the same time that you've seen him, and then that way you could possibly run into him. Instead of sitting in your car, you could just, you know, like you need to go out to your car to get something. You forgot something in your car.
Ooh, that's a good one. Yeah, I forgot something in my car.
Ooh, I like that one. Hey, thank you so much for calling in this morning. We appreciate it.
No problem.
Ooh, so what are you thinking then? That's the advice you've gotten. What are you going to do?
Well, nobody still told me if a guy was more likely to approach me if I was holding the dog or walking a dog by myself or if I was with her. So now I don't know if I should have her wait in my apartment.
You mean your friend?
Yeah.
I would suggest if you are going to go down that route, you and her are out there. What's her name, Lauren?
Yeah.
You and Lauren are hanging out with Molly, and then all of a sudden when he shows up or if you see the guy, make her scarce. Like, she'll disappear, and you're out there by yourself, and then he's like, hey, I was doing just fine before I met you.